Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
The Rude Retelling, read by Brian Harvey. If you're offended easily, then this isn't the Christmas story for you.
Hello there, everyone. Brian Harvey here again for part four now. So I'll pick up where I left off. Here we go. The prince had a striking familiarity to the Nutcracker, in dress sense, but was much more handsome. But the king and queen cared not for his looks, only for the thought that he might free the princess from her curse. The young prince entered the room, not gracefully, saluted the king and queen, and then turned to the princess, tried to hide his reaction at her fucking hideous face, and saluted her too. In a story where a mouse was a queen with seven heads, and all other weird shit that's happened, this should seem normal. But yet this next bit is still bullshit mental. The prince took the nut and put it between his teeth. He chomped down on it and crack, the shell broke into many pieces. He then removed the broken bits of shell that still hung on to the kernel and offered the kernel to the princess. She then swallowed the nut and behold, her ugly shape was gone, her hideous looks replaced with the beautiful face they could remember from her childhood. Drums and trumpets began to play in celebration. The king started to dance, and soon everyone was dancing. The princess was no longer a proper munter, and all was right with the world. As they continued to dance, Lady Mouserings came squeaking and squealing out of the floor, but upon her head came the big foot of the prince as he was stumbling his way for a dance. Was he sweating? Don't say this bloke was sweating. Didn't smell nothing about him smelling funny, nothing. So they're not all the same, the princes. As quick as his head came down on Mouserings' head, his body started to shrivel up. His head grew in size, his mouth stretched from ear to ear, and his jaw went squarer. A narrow wooden cloak hung down his back, with which he moved his lower jaw. Basically, he was now the fucking Nutcracker, wasn't he? Yeah? Everyone looked on in horror as Lady Mouserings was bleeding upon the floor. In her last words, she yelled, "Oh, Nutcracker, although I must now die, my kids with seven crowns will bite back and revenge my death." With a few mouse squeaks and squeals, she died. Dead. Or is she? Who knows? Spins and turns. The princess, who of course was ugly herself just hours ago, looked upon the prince and yelled, "Away, away with you, you're such an ugly nutcracker." And away he was taken, banished from the castle, along with the machine maker and others who had brought him to the castle to crack the nut. As is the way in fairy tales, the cure for his curse was immediately known. He must defeat the seven-crowned mouse and have a maiden who loved him, caring not for his ugly looks. Anyway, back to Maz. She was finally well enough to get out of bed and could play about as merrily as before. She found her dear Nutcracker again and immediately knew she wasn't a fick child. She put two and two together. The Nutcracker was the prince from the story. She just knew it. It wasn't a fairy tale, but was the true history of this Nutcracker. Maybe her godfather was the machine maker. He could make watches and incredible toys after all. Maz promised the Nutcracker she'd get him the help he needed to be freed. Later that evening, Maz looked up at her godfather while they were all sat by the fire and said, "I know, dear godfather, that my Nutcracker is the prince from the story. The prince that you found when you were the machine maker." Maz then questioned why he hadn't helped the Nutcracker and retold the battle story once more. "Where does the child get all this strange stuff from?" asked the doctor, for who, some reason, was still there. "That story can't be true," claimed Fred. "My toy soldiers aren't cowards like you. Said they wouldn't retreat." But Maz's godfather said in a soft tone, "Dear Maria, more power is given to you than to me or the rest of us." Everyone just looked fucking confused. Over the next few nights, the Mouse Queen would appear at night and threaten to attack the Nutcracker that night unless Maz offered her up her sweets, gingerbread and other food for the Queen and her family. But each morning, the mother would be sad that a mouse had attacked the food supply and started to put down traps. The Mouse Queen then appeared again and told Maz, "We are too wise for your traps," and threatened to attack the Nutcracker once more. Well out of order. Maz was overcome with sadness that she couldn't keep her Nutcracker safe and went down to comfort him. Since she learnt of his story, she had not held him in her arms or played with him. He wasn't a play doll, but was a real boy after all. But this night, she wanted to care for him, so took him in her arms and stroked his face while crying. She then began to feel the Nutcracker move and change from his cold wooden exterior into the warmth of a human. She immediately panicked and put him back on the shelf, but his little mouth began to move. "What an excellent friend you have been. Do not give away any more of your food or gifts. Get me a sword. For the rest, I..." And there his speech left him, and he returned to the doll he was before.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.